Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
It rolls off the rim, no good. Dorzinski hustles down for the rebound. Up ahead to Reinertsen. Three on three, fires it over to Hines. Back up top, Stroh. 18-footer, good. Garrett Stroh, his 10th point of the basketball game. He's the leading scorer, and he is not missing much.
Tonight, it's a Luplett Conference doubleheader from Donovan as the Gibbon Buffaloes battle the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classicant Sports Club.
Up top, there's two Ravenna players, and they end up turning it over. Grosshans comes up with a loose ball, one on three. She takes it all the way in and scores. Emma Grosshans.
This is the second meeting of the season between these two schools, with Gibbon getting the sweep in Elm Creek's holiday tournament. Tonight, Donovan Trumbull looks to reverse those outcomes on their home court. It's the Buffaloes and Cardinals coming up next, but first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Donovan Trumbull High School with Classicant Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Donovan Trumbull High School with our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns. I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show, getting ready for our boys' contest in tonight's Luplett Conference doubleheader between the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals and the Gibbon Buffaloes. In the girls' game, Donovan Trumbull was able to pick up a 54-32 victory. Now, the previous meeting by these teams came in the opening game of the Elm Creek Holiday Tournament, which Gibbon was able to win in overtime 61-58. And so a chance here for Donovan Trumbull to get a little measure of revenge. For Donovan Trumbull, though, that was the second most points they've scored all season long, and that has been the problem for head coach Steve Hartman's squad, scoring points. They're averaging just over 40 points per basketball game. Even in their last win against Centura, they only scored 37 in the 37-33 victory last time out. For Gibbon, though, hey, you got to give a lot of credit to what's going on here with the Gibbon Buffaloes. This is a team that many people weren't even sure if they'd win a couple of games all year long. The graduation of Riley Reinertsen and a couple of his teammates are moving on. TJ Rivera, the hot freshman point guard, transferred away from the program. Paul Reinertsen stepped down as the head coach, leaving it to the youngsters of Jackson Kenton, Steve Yockey, Scott Watkins. And they've done just fine. They're 5-6. They've got a win over Ravenna on their resume, and that looks really, really good at this time of the year. So can they get back to 500 tonight with their second win over Donovan Trumbull? We'll find out when we give you the starting lineups after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the visiting Gibbon Buffaloes, number 3 is a 5'9 junior, Corbin Hines. Number 12, 6'1 sophomore, Devin Stroh. Number 15, 5'10 junior, Braden Snell. The leading scorer is number 23, 6'1 senior, Gareth Stroh. And number 44, 6' senior, Brian Zimmer. Head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes, co-coaches Jackson Kenton and Steve Yockey, assisted by Scott Watkins, 5-6 on the season. Now for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, number 1 is a 5'10 senior, Ben Turner. Number 2, 6' senior, Noah Keller. Number 15, 6'1 sophomore, Tate Mazur. Number 24, 6'4 senior, Jacob Kreidel. And number 44, 6'3 junior, Zach Christensen. Head coach of the Cardinals is Steve Hartman, assisted by Jeff Kiesling and Kellen Burr. 4-6 for Donovan Trumbull. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney, and we'll tip it off after this timeout.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're ready to put the ball in the air. Gibbon has the Adams Central-esque looking uniforms with a little darker blue than we've seen and the red and white conditioning stripes. The home white uniforms with the red that goes around for Donovan Trumbull. The ball's in the air, and Gibbon is going to take the opening tap here, and we are underway on Friday Night Boys Basketball on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. Online, as always, at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Big thank you to all you listening into the game tonight as the ball comes into the paint to Devenstrow, and they collapse on him with a foul. First foul of the game, first possession of the game. Not quite 30 seconds in. It'll go on Noah Keller. So given ball underneath their own hoop. They've got some guys that like the three, can shoot the three. They throw it in low here to Brian Zimmer, but can't get the shot away. That is the one thing Donovan Trumbull does have, some big boys in the middle with Christensen and Kreidel. So Stroh at the free throw line. The lefty hits his first shot of the game. Gareth strokes it home. Good-looking shot, and it is 2-0 in favor of the Buffaloes. Now Donovan Trumbull gets their first possession of the ball game. Gibbon's going to come out and play a one. Well, let's see. Is it a 2-3 or is it a 1-3-1? Looks like they'll settle it into a 2-3, trying to put extra pressure on the ball. And Donovan Trumbull trying to work that around here. Ben Turner up top to Keller, who's a pretty good scorer. Trying to lob it down to the baseline, and nobody's there. It's out of bounds. First turnover, Donovan Trumbull. It's obvious that they want to get that ball inside, use their height advantage here, and at least get some work inside so that they can maybe even dish it in and kick it back out for some open jumpers. Driving in, scoop shot, no good. Corbin Hines, offensive rebound, put back up, no good. Devin Stroh, second chance. Zimmer is up, and it is in. 4-0, given out on top here in their first two possessions. Donovan Trumbull into the front court, Ben Turner. Turner rotates it over to Mazur, given being extra aggressive defensively here in the first 90 seconds. High post, looking for it is Jacob Kreidel, but nothing there yet. Just kind of passing it around the perimeter, and the guards aren't moving. It's only the two big men in Kreidel and Christensen. Skip pass over the top to Turner. Up top, Mazur. They're going to have to move it quicker if this is what they tend to do. So Keller comes in, jump stop. Short jumper won't go. Rebound, Gareth Stroh. Good move, couldn't finish. Stroh pulls up for the free throw line. Didn't have numbers, shot no good. Rebound's brought down by Kreidel because it was all Donovan Trumbull. Outside of Gareth Stroh. 4-0, Buffaloes. 5:50 to go here in the first quarter of play. Just underway on Classic Hits. Christensen on the left elbow. Tries to dribble through the double team and a reach-in foul on Corbin Hines, and he knew it. In other action tonight, the Pleasanton girls beat Amherst 36-30. The boys game underway on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest boys on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Inbounds pass to Christensen. Tries to step through the double team. He does, and the ball falls through the hole. Gibbon fans wanted a walk. Didn't get the call. The Cardinals are on the board at 4-2. Have a handful of other girls' games that we'll pass along to you here at our next break. Right now, the Buffaloes against some pressure in the backcourt. Finally break the timeline. Corbin Hines handling the point over to Gareth Stroh. Gareth looking in for his younger brother, Devin, but nothing there. So Hines drives, puts up the off-balance runner. No good. Rebound brought down by Kreidel. And Gibbon will hustle back defensively. No hurry here for Donovan Trumbull. They take their time. Keller comes into the paint. Couple of ball fakes, then decides to throw it towards the rim and doesn't contact anything. Out of bounds it goes. Arapahoe beat the Elwood girls tonight, 57-44. It was Ravenna taking care of Shelton, Southern Valley over Franklin. And a couple of other early girls' results. Kearney High tonight is home against Omaha Bryan. Hastings is playing McCook. Grand Island's at North Platte in some Tri-Cities action. 4-2 here. Gibbon with the lead. Gareth Stroh gets by two defenders, pulls up on the left baseline, and hits another one. Second bucket for Gareth. 6-2 Gibbon. And even with two defenders on him, it wasn't enough to slow him down.
Donovan Trumbull again, slowing it down on their side of the court. Tate Mazur will take a pull-up jumper from the left elbow. No good. Rebound brought down offensively by Kreidel, and he is hammered underneath. They actually let the first one go on Devin Stroh, and they will get the second time on contact on Gareth Stroh. His first and the team's second. So Jacob Kreidel will go to the line now and shoot two. First one is on the way, and it is no good. Checking in for Gibbon, Franny Lopez, 5'8", sophomore guard. And Hines will get a breather. Donovan Trumbull still with their initial five here. 4:34 to go, first quarter, 6'2", Gibbon. Kreidel with the second free throw now. For Donovan Trumbull, it's up and no good. And Lopez, who just checked in, will get the board. To Stroh, into the front court, trying to make a move, putting up the finger roll, and scoring is Braden Snell. Boy, he just exploded from about 30 feet out. Took him about two dribbles and two big steps, and he floated one in there teardrop style, and Gibbons up by six. Spreading the floor against this Gibbons zone, but the Cardinals will have to hit some outside shots if they expect to get anything done inside. Gibbons done a pretty good job of packing it down the posts. Christensen on the baseline, out top Keller, ball fake to the right elbow, but nowhere to Mazur. Tate gets it into Christensen, right down to the baseline. Kreidel back to the cutter. Christensen, he'll lay it up and in. Nice two-man game, and a timeout will be called by Donovan Trumbull right after the made bucket. So with 3:54 to go in the first quarter, timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. It's Gibbon 8, Donovan Trumbull 4.
Find a truckload of savings on the ag tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 reduces fuel costs and downtime. BKT Pivot Tires give great traction and long tread wear. Come see the new generation of low-profile tractor tires with the Mitas AC85 R1W. Ask about getting a $100 rebate on Firestone tires. Call for current prices on their tires in the size you need at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of central Nebraska.
Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
You're listening to high school basketball action, Lou Platt Conference style tonight on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Donovan, Gibbon, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. A 1-3-1 three-quarter court zone trap here that Gibbon has to negotiate through. They do. Snell fires it over, a nice one-hand grab by Lopez to keep it out of the crowd. He'll give it to the corner to Stroh. Devin holds it back out to Gareth. He says, let's get the offense running here. Couple of left-hand dribbles into Devin in the paint. Little mini baby hook off the rim and in. Devin Stroh, fourth Buffalo to score here in the first quarter. 10-4. Gibbon, good buddy in you, up by six. Donovan Trumbull with Turner and Keller. Inside, get it to Kreidel. Kicks it out to Mazur. They're just packing it in on the Donovan Trumbull big guys. Keller over for a three. Turner, he'll fire it, no good. Rebound loose on the floor. Mazur able to run it down here for the Cardinals. Fire it back across the court. Christensen, left corner, one dribble over Zimmer off the glass. Oh, my, all the way around and battled out of there. No good. Devin Stroh will get the rebound. Everybody had kind of conceded that that was going to go in and started to take off, and somehow it spit back out. Now Lopez has it stripped away. Steal made by Noah Keller. First Gibbon turnover. Cardinals trying to get something going here. Travel handling the basketball. Get it to Christensen, baseline 10-footer. There it's in. Zach has all 6 points for Donovan Trumbull, and it's 10-6 Gibbon. 2:25 to go here in the first quarter. Gareth Stroh between the circles gives it over to Lopez. Cardinals staying in a matchup zone. Top of the circle, one dribble. Braden Snell gives it to Gareth. To Devin Stroh on the baseline, back out to Gareth. He'll take a 16-footer. That one won't go. Rebound brought down by Christensen. And a long outlet pass they'll find in the front court. Left wing, Ben Turner. Didn't pull up or take any kind of a shot, so he'll hit the trailer Keller. Noah, top of the circle, one dribble to the left elbow. Pulls up from 15. Little flat, no good. Rebound comes all the way back out to Keller with a little bit of an assist by Christensen. Baseline, Kreidel. Right side, kicks it back out top. Swing it to Mazur. Again, the guard's just not looking to do much with the basketball. Christensen from the same place he just scored does it again. Left baseline about 10 feet out, all eight for Christensen, and they've cut the lead down to two at 10-8. Given back with the basketball, a minute 20 to go here in the first quarter. Lopez just working the crossover dribble. Gives it back to Gareth Stroh. Zimmer's open at the high post. Takes it on the left elbow. Give and go back to Stroh. Gareth around two defenders. A contested jumper from seven, but it's good. It just looks like he's got Velcro on his hands. He never loses control of the basketball. It may look like he's Gumby in there, but the ball is always in position to shoot. And Gareth Stroh now has six. A minute to go here in the first quarter. 12-8. Given by four. Keller one dribble. Back over to Turner. This play and catch isn't getting much done, so Keller will drive, put it off the square, and score. Noah with his first bucket. First player outside of Christensen to score. 12-10 Gibbon. 40 seconds to go here in the quarter. Pull-up jumper for three. Braden Snell too strong, and a rebound comes down to Turner. That was the first three attempted of the game for Gibbon. Turner tries to go coast-to-coast, runs out of real estate. They're actually going to say that he stepped on the baseline before he made a nice kick-out pass. Second turnover for Donovan Trumbull. We've had some players waiting a long time to check in. And Corbin Hines will return. Gareth Stroh will check out with 30 seconds to go. Donovan Trumbull will bring in Skylar Jenkins. Also, Tristan Stevens checks in. Given basketball. Also in there is Logan Schultz. 17 seconds to go. Skip pass over to Lopez across the zone. Franny on the left wing, back out between the circles. They're trying to play for the last shot. It is Corbin Hines with it. Put it in motion with eight. Hand it off for a long three-pointer. Braden Snell, it's no good. Rebound, Lopez just throws it up at the horn, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. After one, the Gibbon Buffaloes 12, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals 10. You're listening to Lou Platt Conference Basketball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Donovan Trumbull. We start the second quarter with Gibbon on top, 12-10. Turnovers in the first quarter, Donovan Trumbull 2, Gibbon 1. Rebounds, 8 for the Cardinals, 6 for the Buffaloes. Only one trip to the line, that was 0 of 2 for Donovan Trumbull. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 for Gibbon, 0 of 1 for Donovan Trumbull. Zach Christensen has 8 of the 10 points for the Cardinals, while Gareth Stroh has 6 of the 12 for Gibbon. Donovan Trumbull will get the ball to start the second quarter and a chance to tie things up here into Christensen. Right elbow with a foot in the paint. Kicks it out of the wing to Tristan Stevens. He'll start the second quarter. Over to Mazur. Back up top to Keller. And then you've got both Kreidel and Christensen on the floor, the five that start quarter number two. But again, they're being very patient against a 2-3 Gibbon zone. Just throwing it around the perimeter, trying to catch a flasher. Mazur will pull up from three and hit it. Tate Mazur with the first three-point bucket of the ball game, and Donovan Trumbull has their first lead at 13-12. So they put on a little 11-4 run here after being down 8-2. Ooh, driving in and hitting the ground hard. Was it an elbow? Corbin Hines. And Christensen was just standing there to block the shot, but I'm not sure that's where the foul was. No, it's going to be on Stevens. Tristan Stevens, his first foul. Two free throws coming up for Corbin Hines. These will be the first free throws of the game for Gibbon. Now trailing by one. And Corbin will put it up and in. 13 all. First minute of the second quarter. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, 54-32. Donovan Trumbull beats Gibbon. Second time they've beaten them this year. Again, these guys played in the opening game of the Elm Creek Holiday Tournament. Second free throw, no good, but Devin Stroh runs down the offensive rebound, kicks it out to Hines, gets it back to Stroh, reverse layup. Devin, nice move from right to left, and the Buffaloes are back on top, 15-13. Donovan Trumbull into the front court, but every time Gibbons got all five guys back. Mazur with it. One dribble right wing up top, Keller. They're not even getting a hand on him. He's got about 5 feet of cushion, but not looking to score. A couple of times he's drove in, but gets cut off like he does right here to the free throw line. Back out of the wing, Stevens, 4-3, all net. Tristan Stevens with a three. Back-to-back threes here for Donovan Trumbull. 16-15 Cardinals, 6.5 to go, first half. Hines into the front court. Nobody guards him, so off the screen he'll try a three. That one's too strong. Ball tapped around, ends up in the hands of Tate Mazur. He'll push it across the timeline right wing. A little more hustle this time. Out on the wing, he'll give it, but no shot for Keller. And back out top Stevens. So at least they got the ball up the floor trying to look for some transition, but it wasn't there. Up top with it, Stevens. They went for the steal. No, it's a Keller, and he'll have it knocked away from behind. Third Donovan Trumbull turnover up the floor. They get the layup. Braden Snell. Braden with his second bucket. 17-16, back and forth we go. The first one was close. This one is close through the first 10 minutes. 17-16 Buffalo. Stevens on the baseline. Christian Kreidel back over on the skip pass to Mazur. Back to Kreidel again. That's where Christensen had been shooting it from. Stroh's really keeping an eye on him. Now Keller, top of the key. He'll try a three, no good. And an over-the-back foul going to be called on Jacob Kreidel. His first, just the second foul, third foul on Donovan Trumbull. So Gibbon will get the ball back with a one-point lead. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report will give you the first half stats. Recap the girls' game and look at some other scores from around the area tonight. Zimmer left elbow, back to Hines. Pass deflected out of bounds by Keller. Checking back in for Donovan Trumbull will be Ben Turner. Don't forget more basketball tomorrow afternoon here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic at Hastings St. Cecilia. Girls should be a great one at 2:30. Boys, 4:15. You got a couple of undefeated number one teams. And St. Cecilia girls just beat Minden, so look out. Devin Stroh in the paint tries to force it down to Zimmer. And it's eventually going to go out of bounds off Donovan Trumbull. And one of the Cardinal players ends up in the stands over here and may be hurt. It was a good hustle play. Zimmer was falling out of bounds. He scooped it back in, and it just happened to go caroming off the Donovan Trumbull player, and I believe that's Noah Keller that is down there in the corner. He's going to get up, I think, just a little. No, that's, excuse me, Tate Mazur. My bad for saying the wrong name. Tate Mazur, and he's going to go to the locker room real quick. I could not tell from our vantage point if it was just an ankle knee or if he banged his head into something, because he dove in like it could have been his head, but he pops up and heads to the locker room here. So Mazur out, Gibbon basketball. 5 minutes to go here in the first half. They'll try to force it into Zimmer. Stolen away, Christensen with the steal. He's trying to go all the way to the other end. He's well guarded by Stroh. Rebound, Kreidel flips it back over his head. Can't get it to go. He's going to get another chance. Good hustle by Jacob Kreidel. Out for three. Stevens, no. Long rebound, out of bounds, off Gibbon. So that brings a little pep to the crowd here. Good hustle on both ends. As we'll have a substitution in there for Gibbon for a moment was Zach Ewalt. And Devin Stroh is going to come back in. And the ball will belong to Donovan Trumbull. Trailing by one, 17-16. Stevens unguarded up top to Keller. Keller crossover dribble. Knocked away, and the steal is made by Corbin Hines. Fourth Donovan Trumbull turnover. Gibbon has just the two, including on that last possession. Gibbon with a basketball. Braden Snell over to Garrett Stroh. High post to Devin. Devin will take a couple of dribbles to the right elbows. Up and under. Blocked and taken away by Kreidel. Another block shot here for the Cardinals. But yet they slow it up again. Noah Keller will trot it across to Stevens. Gibbon staying in that zone. On the left wing, a long three-pointer is going to be off the iron once, twice by Ben Turner, but it won't go. Rebound to Devin Stroh. Stroh into the front court, and a timeout going to be called here by Gibbon. Coach Steve Yockey says let's call the timeout. It'll be their first of the game. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC, 1716 Gibbon. We'll be right back.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. And to Athletic Director LaValle here at Donovan Trumbull and all the folks, Brett Breckner and the crew here for their hospitality. Out of the given timeout, they'll have a 17-16 lead, 3:50 to go here in the first half. They'll post up Devin Stroh, double team, knocked out of his hands, and a walk going to be called. Third Gibbon turnover. They set a play up, and Corbin Hines used discipline because he had a wide-open 17-footer, had a three-pointer, then didn't take that, and ended up turning it over, trying to get it inside. So Donovan Trumbull can regain the lead here. Ben Turner gives it off to Skylar Jenkins, who re-entered during that timeout. Back to Keller, into the double team, leans under the left elbow of Devin Stroh, and will score. Second bucket for Noah Keller. 18-17, Donovan Trumbull back and forth we go. Gibbon has been up by as many as six. Donovan led once by one. There's an ankle breaker. Nice crossover by Corbin Hines, but didn't take it all the way in. Instead, dribbles back out top and goes to Snell. Snell, a little off-balance three, and it is off the mark. Rebound brought down by Turner. Gibbon 0-4 from the outside. Relied so heavily at times on the three-pointer last year when you had Reinertsen that could knock it down from anywhere, and then that opened up other guys when he was double-teamed. Turner to Keller. Keller in the paint does a little dance, and the pass knocked away. Now back in Christensen, and Mazur is ready to go again after diving into the stands. So he'll return. Kreidel and Stevens out. Keller, Turner, Christensen, Mazur, and Jenkins on the floor. And they'll throw it in out of the wing to Mazur. Kind of open that lane up, but no dribble drive out to Turner. Christensen out at the top of the circle, dribbling the ball to Keller. Starts the right side of the key to Mazur. Back to Turner, getting a little closer. Who's going to take it in? Looks like it's Keller. Then it's knocked out of his hands. Got it back. Cut off by Zimmer. Out to Mazur. Straightaway three, just a tad strong. And the rebound brought down by Devin Stroh. Gareth Stroh, good ball movement, but could not finish. And Gareth deep into the paint. Trap, jump pass out for a three-pointer. Corbin Hines, it's no good. Ball slapped off the backboard, and Jenkins will grab it for Donovan Trumbull. 18-17, the scoring is slowed down. Cardinals by one. Turner attacks from the right wing, puts it up no good. Jenkins, the offensive putback, missed the bunny that time. And Stroh has his fourth rebound. Jenkins with good position, just couldn't finish. Stroh in transition, pulls up from nine, and another one for Gareth. First bucket of the quarter, but eight in the game. 19-18, Gibbon, 1:45 to go. Second quarter of play. Keller fakes the pass, drives in on Hines. Six-footer spins it over the rim and scores. Noah Keller now with six in the ball game and starting to get a little more confidence there. 1:30 to go. Second quarter, 20-19, Donovan Trumbull. And this is about their offensive pace. Neither team is an extremely high-scoring squad. Gareth Stroh bounce pass into Devin in the paint. Tries to 360 through everybody. Tough shot, no good. And Mazur will get his third rebound. Cardinals can extend the lead here to Turner. Went for the steal, didn't get it. Now Ben with a late drive. Goes back door to Keller. Dribbles into the double team right post. Left-hand turnaround jumper up and in, and Keller's feeling it. 22-19, the first three-point lead for Donovan Trumbull. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Gareth Stroh swings it over to Corbin Hines. 50 seconds to go in the half. Braden Snell at midcourt. Swings it over to Devin Stroh, deep in the corner to Hines. They're trying to watch out for where Gareth is. He'll take a 17-footer straight away, and it is good. 10 points for Gareth. You just don't see kids hit the jump shot anymore, and Gareth Stroh sure can. Great job there by the senior. 22-21, 20 seconds to go. Donovan Trumbull in the front court here, looking for a shot to maybe play for the last attempt of the half. Going into a little weave here. Christensen actually has it out here. They try to knock it out of the big fella's hands. But he'll find Keller. He's got it with 10. They'll put the play in motion. Off the pick, a free throw line jumper. Keller hits another one. Still a little time here, but they won't grab the ball to get it in, and that's at halftime. So there's about 4 seconds, and Gibbon couldn't locate the ball to throw it in. And Donovan Trumbull, with a good last 4 minutes of the half, will take the lead in the locker room. 8 points in the quarter for Noah Keller after Zach Christensen had 8 in the first. And at halftime, 24-21, Donovan Trumbull leads the Gibbon Buffaloes. We'll take a break and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Your new floor will be something you've been looking forward to. It will make you home the way you've always dreamed. Don't worry about a thing. You chose B&B Carpet, the 2014 Central Plains Retailer of the Year for Mohawk Floorscapes. From the salespeople to the installers, B&B Carpet thanks you, our loyal customers, for helping us earn this award. Let us show you how we earned it. Call B&B Carpet in Donovan.
Welcome back to Donovan Trumbull, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, boys game, Donovan Trumbull 24 and Gibbon 21. Earlier tonight in the girls game, Donovan Trumbull got off to a great start, scoring 21 first quarter points and coasted into a 54-32 lead and won the game over Gibbon. Led tonight by Emma Grosshans with 20 points. Carson Poppy had 10. Sydney Rash in her first game back and Abby Williams each had 8 for Donovan Trumbull. For Gibbon, they were led by Michaela Walker, who had 12 points, and Ellie Snell, who had 7 points and a game-high 7 rebounds. Let's take a look at some of the other girls' scores from around the area tonight. This Friday night full of high school hoops. It was Arapahoe over Elwood, 57-44. Beatrice edges Holdridge tonight in a top 10 battle, 57-51. Blue Hill over Red Cloud, 52-19. In other girls' action tonight, it was Ord over St. Paul, 46-33. Osceola knocks off Giltner, the number one team in D2, 40-37. Ravenna over Shelton, 69-12. Seward beats Schuyler, 55-20. Southern Valley over Franklin, 56-24. In other girls' action from earlier tonight. Here it's 24-21, halftime. Donovan Trumbull boys lead Gibbon. We'll be back and look at some of the first half numbers in a moment.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Don't forget that the UNK men's and women's basketball teams will be back at home tomorrow night. All the action against Central Oklahoma will get underway at 5:30. Hastings College on the road at Morningside tomorrow. Big games, the 17th-ranked women taking on number one Morningside at 2, and then the men take on 12th-ranked Morningside at 4. You can hear that action on 1230 AM KHAS with Mike Will bringing you the call. Again, we also have Amherst Pleasanton right now on ESPN 1460, Adams Central Northwest on 1230 AM KHAS. Tomorrow, Kearney Catholic at Hastings St. Cecilia. We will have that doubleheader beginning at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon here on Classic Hits, while at 5:15, Kearney High will be at Grand Island on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Well, let's take a look now at the first half numbers here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's what I have for Gibbon. Franny Lopez with 2 rebounds. Corbin Hines, 1 point. Devin Stroh, 4 points and 3 rebounds. Braden Snell, 4 points. Gareth Stroh leads the way with 10 points, 4 rebounds. And Brian Zimmer, 1 rebound. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 4 in the second. They've only been to the line once, going 1 of 2. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first quarter, 0 of 3 in the second. Both teams have done a pretty good job of taking care of the basketball. Gibbon had only 1 turnover in the first quarter and 2 in the second. 12 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second at the half. Gibbon 21 points, 10 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 0 of 5 from 3-point land, 3 turnovers, and just 2 total fouls, so nobody in any trouble there. We'll look at the numbers for Donovan Trumbull right after this.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Let's look at the first half numbers now for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Ben Turner with 2 rebounds. And Noah Keller, after I kind of said that he wasn't even looking to shoot the ball, got 8 points over the last 3 minutes of the second quarter. He leads the team with 10 points, 1 rebound. Tristan Stevens has hit a 3-point bucket for his total. Same for Tate Mazur. He also has 3 rebounds. Jacob Kreidel, 5 rebounds and a block. Skylar Jenkins, 3 rebounds. And Zach Christensen, 8 points, all in the first quarter. 1 rebound and 1 block. 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Also only been to the line one time, going 0 of 2. 3-point shots, 0 of 1 in the first quarter, 2 of 6 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 2 in each quarter for Donovan Trumbull. Foul situation, no problem there either. Only 3 total fouls on the Cardinals, so a lot to give for both teams in the second half. 10 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second. At the half, Donovan Trumbull, 24 points, 15 rebounds, 0 of 2 at the free throw line, 2 of 7 from 3-point land, 2 block shots, and 4 turnovers. It's Donovan Trumbull, 24, and Gibbon, 21. Again, up next for these two ball clubs, Donovan Trumbull will have to enjoy this because they don't get to play at home much anymore. In fact, unless there's a bunny bracket game in the conference tournament, tomorrow's it. Can you believe that they have at least 7 more road games for the boys? They will host Adams Central tomorrow night, a top 10 team in Class B, the leader in the Lou Platt Conference. And then they go to Kearney Catholic next Tuesday. Thayer, Central, Superior, and Ord are all on the road before the conference tournament. For Gibbon, they will host Amherst next Thursday and Centura on Friday, then travel to Kearney Catholic, Wood River, and Fillmore Central before the conference tournament, which this year is at Adams Central, and you'll be able to hear on Classic Hits. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. 24-21, Donovan Trumbull leads Gibbon. The second half is next.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Pawnee.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
The Gibbon Buffaloes will get the ball to start the third quarter of play here, trailing 24-21 at Donovan Trumbull, and Gareth Stroh will take an off-balance 10-footer in the lane. It comes up short, no good. Noah Keller will get the rebound. And the Cardinals will try and build on the lead. This three-point lead is their largest. Gibbon got off to an 8-2 start. That was their biggest lead. Christensen trapped in the paint, kicks it out. Mazur for three. It is no good. And the rebound brought down by Devin Stroh. Devin into the front court, hits his trailing brother Gareth. Gareth trying to find a way to get a reverse layup up, and he'll get the shot up and in. He decided to not take the layup, just take an extra dribble and hit a fadeaway jumper. He's got 12, 24-23. Hitting the first bucket of the second half is Gibbon, down by one now. Donovan Trumbull continues to be deliberate when they get in the half court against this 2-3 zone. Same starting five out there. Turner, Keller, Mazur, Kreidel, and Christensen. Mazur dribbles to the left wing and gives it to Keller. Keller skip pass over to Turner on the baseline. They'll get it to Kreidel. He'll throw all the way to the other corner to a wide-open Mazur, who goes to Keller for three. It's no good. Long rebound comes out to Corbin Hines. Hines will bring it into the front court. He'll find Snell. He'll try a three. It comes up empty. Nobody can grab it. It goes into the Gibbon cheerleaders squad and along to Donovan Trumbull. Gibbon not really putting on a lot of pressure in the backcourt at all. They want to get him at midcourt sometimes. Now just settling back into that zone. Maybe going to give him a 1-3-1 look. They switch back and forth. Sometimes when they bring that guard all the way out, it looks like a 1-3-1. And they're really packing that zone, daring Donovan Trumbull to take an outside jumper. Keller to Mazur. Not a lot happening, just working it around the perimeter. Post players are coming high, then rotating through, but Christensen hasn't touched the ball. Not much going on here for Donovan Trumbull. Let's see if Coach Hartman calls timeout. Mazur will finally just shoot a three. It's no good. Kreidel battling for the loose ball, and it is out of bounds off of Gibbon, despite the hard work of Corbin Hines. That was a long possession, and they just threw it around for about 45 seconds. Anybody could have shot a three at any time, and Mazur just finally decided to do it. But 0 of 3 here in the quarter and 2 of 10 from outside the arc for Donovan Trumbull. Finally, there's one in the paint. Christensen, turnaround jumper from 8, and it's that simple. 10 for Zach Christensen. At least he made it look simple. 26-23, a three-point lead by the Cardinal. 5.5 to go here, third quarter. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Trumbull, and Gibbon, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's been a tight battle, low-scoring battle, as expected. Here in the boys' game, although the last meeting did go 61-58 in the holiday tournament. Devin Stroh against the zone for the Cardinals. Over for a three, no good. Hines follows his shot, got his own rebound, gets it underneath. Ball fake, hands it off to Stroh, and Gareth will score and draw the foul. Corbin Hines doing a good job following his shot, and then he's going to get an assist on what could be a three-point play here for Gareth, going to the line for the first time with a chance to tie the game up. And the lefty will put it up towards the rim, but it's short. Devin Stroh gets the offensive rebound again. Put it back up, no good. Ball out of bounds. One more time for Gibbon. Devin used a pretty good arm bar to get some space on that free throw and get the rebound. Gibbon ball underneath their own hoop. Kick it out on the left wing. Zimmer, not much of an offensive factor tonight to Devin Stroh. Back into Gareth. He's underneath. Kreidel with a big block shot. He took a big swing at it and ended up blocking it. And it'll be Donovan Ball in the front court. 4:40 to go. Third quarter, the Cardinals lead it by one, 26-25. And somebody's trying to get a little run going here, but who will be able to do it? Ben Turner up top to Keller. Keller to Mazur. Again, everything outside the arc. Now Keller pulls up from the left elbow. Too strong. Rebound brought down by Corbin Hines, his third here of the quarter. He'll push it up the floor to the trailer. Gareth Stroh can't get the shot away. Into the paint. Shot is short that time. Offensive rebound by Snell. Braden gets out of there with it. And they want to reset it. Coach Yockey says pull it out. 26-25. Three-pointer on the way, and it is short. They cannot get one, but another offensive rebound. That time it's Zimmer. Skip pass all the way to the left corner. Gareth Stroh pulls up from 12. Can't bank it in. Devin Stroh over to Zimmer. Still can't get it. And finally, a foul called, and they're going to call Kreidel over the back. Devin Stroh ended up on the ground, but this is going to be the sixth chance this time down the floor. Kreidel with his second personal foul. That's the second foul of the half here on Donovan Trumbull. Checking into the ballgame, Tristan Stevens for the Cardinals, and Skylar Jenkins is back in. Gibbons staying with their original starting five. 3:50 to go here in the third quarter, 26-25. Each team having trouble scoring here, and a steal is made. Steal is made by Keller to the other end. He lost the ball, and it banked in. It slipped out of his hands and went in. Whatever it takes when you're in a little bit of a drought. Gareth Stroh up the floor at 28-25. Dribbled off the foot of Hines. It goes out of bounds and back-to-back turnovers for Gibbon. Still only gives him five for the game. Gibbon fans think it should be their ball, that the ball was tipped. But they do not see it that way, and the Cardinals will get the ball, leading it by three. 3:20 to go here in quarter number three. Moving along on a Friday night in the Lou Platt Conference action. Donovan Trumbull won the girls' game 54-32. Mazur comes into the paint, pulls up from 13, all the way around and out, no good. Devin Stroh gets the rebound, his seventh. Quickly up the floor to Braden Snell. Stops on the right wing, hands it to Zimmer, and goes right back to Snell. Dribbles to the right corner, and Skylar Jenkins, he stuck his hip out, and he'll be called for the foul. First on Skylar. 28-25, even a little lower scoring than one would think, but the bottom line is this is still the pace that Donovan Trumbull has had most of the year. They're only averaging about 41 points a game, so that's the pace they're on. Get about 10 a quarter. Inbounds pass. Devin Stroh against Christensen, up too strong. Jenkins gets his fourth rebound. And Gibbon can't buy a bucket. Gareth has two buckets. That's it. Each team with 4 points here in the quarter, and we've played over 5 minutes. Ben Turner in the corner. Christensen for three, and he got it. Zach Christensen, a three-pointer to give him 13, and it's 31-25. Donovan Trumbull now with their biggest lead at six. They were down out of the gates by six. Right elbow. Gareth Stroh to his brother Devin. Back to Gareth. Straight away from 11. Too strong. Rebound comes out to Stevens. And Gibbons remains cold here. Gareth Stroh needs some help. Somebody else got to step up and get a shot. Here's Ben Turner. Dribbles to the top of the circle. Gives it to Tristan Stevens. They're trying to add on to the lead. Mazur into the corner. Turner open three. No good this time. And grabbing the rebound, Gareth Stroh trying to do it all by himself. And up the floor, reach-in foul called on the Cardinals. And it's going to be on Skylar Jenkins, his second. Picked up his first just a moment ago. Back in Kreidel and Keller. 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter here on the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Donovan Trumbull, 31. Gibbon, 25. Gibbon basketball. They went the whole quarter. With these five, they don't go deep. Really, they brought Lopez in a little bit in the first half, and he's been the only main sub. Driving the baseline, putting up a little running floater. Corbin Hines, short again. Rebound, Noah Keller, his third. Waits for the traffic to clear, fires it up to Turner, then takes it back. Crossover into the paint, little leaner from nine, and he hits it. 14 for Noah Keller, and it's 33-25. In other action, Amherst with a big lead over Pleasanton. And earlier tonight, the Amherst girls beat Pleasanton 36-30. We had that crisscrossed here on our board. Here's a turnaround jumper and a foul called to allow Braden Snell to go to the line. And maybe Gibbon will get off 25 here. And take a look at what Donovan Trumbull has done this year. Noah Keller does average 11.5 points a game. We just didn't see that against Ravenna last week when he was in foul trouble. And he's called for the foul, his second, and the free throw is no good by Braden Snell. He'll have a second one coming. 33-25, Donovan Trumbull. Gibbon has not had quite as much trouble scoring this year, but they are right now, and this free throw is in. Fifth point for Snell. He'll come out, and Franny Lopez will check in. And for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, they've got most of their starting lineup in there. Tristan Stevens is in. Kreidel is on the bench. The rest of the starters are in there. Turner, Keller, Mazur, Christensen. And they lead it 33-26 with a minute 10 to go here in the third quarter of play. They've outscored Gibbon 9-5 in the quarter. Running that high weave, a lot of screens. Mazur has it knocked out of his hands. That's the first turnover of the half for Donovan Trumbull. 3-on-3, Gareth Stroh through the maze, gives it to Lopez. Has it partially blocked down there by Ben Turner, and they'll come out of there with a basketball. Great defense by Donovan Trumbull on what looked like a sure bucket for the Buffaloes. And that's the way the quarter's been going for Gibbon. 45 seconds to go. Donovan Trumbull will have the lead going into the fourth. Again, running the high five-game weave. Bounce pass into Keller. Forces it over Zimmer. Got it to go. Tough shot. It was well defended. Keller 6 in the quarter, 16 in the game, and the largest lead of the night, 9 points. 25 seconds to go. Gibbon needs some points. My, oh, my. They're on a Husker-like drought right now. 15 seconds. Devin Stroh playing catch with Corbin Hines. He'll bring it out to midcourt with 12. Now he picks his dribble up over to Stroh on the left wing. Right back to Hines with 7. Off the screen to Gareth. Gareth pulls up from 18. It's no good. Rebound Tate. Oh, Zimmer took it away, but his shot was after the horn. Oh, nice try by Zimmer as they came down in a jump ball situation, but he just got it off after the horn. And at the end of three quarters of play, it's Donovan Trumbull, 35, Gibbon, 26. You're listening to Lou Platt Conference Basketball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl.
This is Lenny from Legal. You can't use the name of the game.
I said Super Bowl. You know, put soup in a bowl.
I don't understand.
During the game that shall not be named, Fanatics is serving a soup and chili buffet plus their full menu.
That sounds like a fun place to watch the Super Bowl. Oh, my bad.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl. Fanatics, north of the railroad track, Central Avenue, Kearney.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Yuda, back with you here at Donovan Trumbull. Time for our Seeds to Success to see what it'll take for Gibbon to rally here in the fourth quarter. Brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? Easy, it's pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on your smartphone. A 9-point lead for Donovan Trumbull in a low-scoring 35-26 game. Noah Keller got 6 in the quarter, 16 in the game. They give it to Turner. His 3-pointer is no good. And Devin Stroh will get the rebound. The seed to success here for Gibbon is they need to find some offense outside of Devin Stroh. Gareth Stroh. He's got 14 of their 26, and they were held to 5 points in the third quarter. He scored 4 of them, and they're playing against a zone defense. Driving in, forcing the shot, trying to get it going is Braden Snell. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Tate Mazur. Seeds to Success brought to you by your Pioneer Seed professional, Craig Weeches. Gareth Stroh gets a blocked shot here and almost picked it out of the air. Noah Keller has had a very good game, but that time Gareth got the first blocked shot of the game for Gibbon. Three-pointer on the inbound, Mazur. It's off the mark, no good, but nobody boxes out of the rebound. Grabbed offensively by Jacob Kreidel, his sixth. Last quarter, Gibbon was getting a lot of offensive boards and could not finish. Here, another offensive board for Donovan Trumbull. They're 3 of 14, though, from three-point land, but Gibbon, 0 of 8. If they can just get a couple to where they would kind of hope to be, if they get to 25-30% for the game, they're going to get back in it here. Coach Steve Hartman telling his team to keep moving. Christensen at the free throw line goes into the corner to Keller. Keller forces his way in, tries to make some space. Back out Mazur for the three. No. And the rebound, Devin Stroh. He's continuing to battle. That's his ninth. Up to Gareth. Gareth trying to beat him back. Decides to take the late shot and hit it. If Gareth ain't scoring, it doesn't look like Gibbon's going to at all. 16 of their 28, 35-28, Donovan Trumbull looking to avenge an earlier season loss to Gibbon in the Elm Creek Holiday Tournament. That went their way by three in overtime. With it, Noah Keller into Mazur, trying to force it, and Simmers knocked it away. That is just the sixth turnover for Donovan Trumbull. Three on two, the layup missed at the other end, and the rebound brought down by Ben Turner. By the way, Gibbon has not been called for a foul in the second half, and if they continue to trail, that'll be something to monitor at the end of the game. And Coach Steve Hartman wants to call timeout here for Donovan Trumbull. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with 5:51 to go in the game. Donovan Trumbull 35, Gibbon 28 on Classic Hits.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Welcome back to Donovan Trumbull in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 5:50 to go. Donovan Trumbull leading Gibbon 35-28. They called the timeout. Ball stolen away. Braden Snell headed in for the layup. Keller slapped the board, but it went in anyway. Braden Snell with the steal and the bucket, and Gibbon cuts it to five. 35-30, trying to rally here. Keller drives into the double team, kicks it out to Stevens, who checked in during the timeout. Christensen just hasn't been a factor outside of about a minute in that third quarter. And there's a reach-in foul on Gibbon. But as we said, that's their first foul of the second half. So no big deal. Braden Snell, not only is it their first foul of the half, it's their third foul of the entire game. I could commit three fouls in one possession. Are you kidding me? Gibbon goes for the steal again. That time Snell couldn't get it. Turner long three in and out. No good. And Devin Stroh had it. And then it's into the hands of Braden Snell. Stroh with his 10th rebound. Foul called on the Cardinals. And again, if they could get just one of those threes to go down, it changes the complexion of the game here. Zach Christensen with the foul, his first. Six fouls on Donovan Trumbull, one on Gibbon. Hasn't been an overly physical game. Both teams are playing zone. Out front, Braden Snell trying to close it to a one-possession game. Gareth Stroh fakes the three to Devin, top of the circle. Two dribbles on the weak side. He'll go to Corbin Hines. Problem is, Gibbon hasn't made a three all game. 0 of 8. Gareth Stroh hadn't shot many of them, though. He'll hold it. Dribble in place. Here's another three on the way. Hines, no good from the left corner, and we've got a foul underneath going over the back. And a one-and-one will be coming up for Braden Snell. Kreidel and Turner were both on his back, and it's going to go on Kreidel. Jacob with his third personal foul, if they post it that way. And the free throw is up and in for Braden Snell. He now has 8 points in the game. 35-31. Second free throw on the way for Snell. No good. And the rebound brought down by Kreidel. They did not post the foul, so we're not sure if they called it on Turner or Kreidel. We'll probably find that out later, though. Christensen, baseline, passes it up, tries to go out top, and throws it into the backcourt. Donovan Trumbull, 5 turnovers total in the first 3 quarters, 3 here in the fourth. Gibbon, 5 turnovers in the first 3 quarters, none here in the fourth. 35-31, Donovan Trumbull, and Donovan Trumbull has yet to score here in the fourth quarter. 5 points for Gibbon. They were down by 9, now 4. Corbin Hines thinking about the 3, draws the defense to Stroh, right elbow, 15-footer, it's up and in. Gareth with a game-high 18, and it's a 2-point game, a 7-0 run to start the fourth quarter by Gibbon, and another timeout by Donovan Trumbull. They've been held scoreless through the first 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. 4:05 remains in our Luplat Conference Boys contest. Donovan Trumbull, 35, Gibbon, 33. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska-Land National Bank.
Find a truckload of savings on the ag tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 reduces fuel costs and downtime. BKT pivot tires give great traction and long tread wear. Come see the new generation of low-profile tractor tires with the Mitas AC85 R1W. Ask about getting a $100 rebate on Firestone tires. Call for current prices on their tires in the size you need at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Doug Duda with our producer Stacy Johns back here at Donovan Trumbull. The Cardinals have 2 timeouts remaining, but even though they have the lead, it doesn't feel like it now. Gibbon starts the fourth quarter on a 7-0 run to cut it to 2, and Donovan looking for their first points of the fourth quarter. 4 minutes to go into Noah Keller. They're trying to extend that 2-3 zone, and knocked away by Corbin Hines. Another steal and nearly taken right back. Braden Snell has it to Hines. 4 turnovers in the quarter for Donovan Trumbull. They had 5 in the entire game in the first 3 quarters. A 2 to tie. The first 3 of the game would give Gibbon the lead. Gareth Stroh, right elbow out to Hines. A little gun shy. Back to Stroh. Free throw line jumper up and in, and we are tied. 20 points for Gareth Stroh. A 9-0 run to start the fourth quarter. And it is tied up at 35 with 3:20 to go. Donovan Trumbull brings it into the front court. Noah Keller and Zach Christensen have been their scorers. They have a total of 29 of their 35 points. And a foul call here on Gibbon going for the steal. It'll be the second on Gareth Stroh. And just the second foul of the half on Gibbon. Conversely, Donovan Trumbull's over the limit. Tate Mazur will inbound it. And he'll just toss it to midcourt to Noah Keller. They try to trap him. A little reach in there by Snell. Couldn't get it. Back out top Turner. We're down to 3 minutes to go in the game. Donovan Trumbull shut out for 5 minutes here in the fourth quarter. Skyler Jenkins back in, has the ball. But they're dribbling toward midcourt, and leaning on him is Braden Snell. He'll be called for the foul. So they poked a couple away in the last 2 minutes. Now they're really leaning on him, so it's an easy call. And Zach Christensen, who'd been on the bench, comes back in. Jenkins checks out. So the original 5 starters on the floor here for the Cardinals, Turner, Keller, Mazur, Kreidel, and Christensen, hoping one of them can find some points. Stepping through the double team, Keller kicks it out. No 3 for Turner. Back to Keller in the paint. Here's a double clutch off the square and in. And at the 2:43 mark of the fourth quarter, Donovan Trumbull finally gets their first points, and it's enough to give them the lead back. Noah Keller with a team-high 18. 37-35 Cardinals. Crossover dribble, Corbin Hines gives it off to Snell. And out of bounds it goes. Now they're going to overturn this, yeah. If you're not going to call the foul, you have to at least give them that the shot was deflected out of bounds. And the officials are going to confer over this one. They're pointing towards Donovan Trumbull, and they're going to overturn it and give it to Gibbon. It's the right call. Again, if there was no foul, then Christensen definitely made contact with the basketball. So Gibbon ball underneath their own hoop. Corbin Hines to throw it in. Down by two. Overload to the far corner. And a timeout going to be called by Gibbon. They may have thought a five-second call was coming up, so they called it very quickly. And they've got the timeouts to use, so they'll use it right here. 2:26 to go in the ball game. Gibbon ball, Donovan Trumbull lead, 37-35. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Donovan Trumbull started the year 3-1, but broke a 5-game losing streak on Tuesday night against Centura. For Gibbon, it's been no longer than a 2-game winning streak all season. It's kind of win, lose, win, lose, win, lose. They lost to Blue Hill in a tough one on Tuesday where they didn't play very well, according to the gang from Gibbon. And they trail 37-35 here. 2:15 to go in the game. With it is Hines. He'll give it over to Snell. Snell underneath Zimmer. Ball fake. Got defenders in the air and draws the foul. That's the first time that they've really looked to get it to Zimmer underneath. Both Christensen and Cradle went flying through the air. And two free throws coming up here for Brian Zimmer. He has one bucket in the ball game, has not been to the line. Gibbon is 3 of 6 as a team from the line, and unbelievably, Donovan Trumbull 0 of 2 from the free throw line, but we just haven't had many fouls. The foul was called on Kreidel, and that is his third, so that meant a while ago it was on Turner. And the free throw is up and in by Brian Zimmer, the 6-foot senior with his third point, and a chance to tie it here with 2:07 to go. Two timeouts remain for Donovan Trumbull, 3 for Gibbon. A jump ball goes to Gibbon, and Zimmer strokes them both in, and we're tied 37-37. Don't forget, at the end of the game, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, final stats, coaches' interviews, score updates from around the area. Halftime, it was Amherst leading Pleasanton, by the way, 34-14. So Amherst defense playing well tonight. Donovan Trumbull spreading the floor here against the Gibbon zone. Into the corner, Keller. Keller starts to drive, backs it out, starts to drive again, runs into some trouble. Nice pass over to Kreidel, gets a leaner up and in, assist Keller. And Jacob Kreidel, that's his first points of the game. 39-37, Donovan Trumbull, 90 seconds remain. Friday night basketball on Classic Hits, Corbin Hines. Man-to-man defense now by Donovan Trumbull. They had been zoned most of the night. Trying to get it to Gareth Stroh. They do, guarded by Keller, and another timeout called by Gibbon. It'll be a full-length timeout. They'll have two remaining. 1:18 to go in the basketball game. 39-37, Donovan Trumbull. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 1:18 to go in the game. Donovan Trumbull 39, Gibbon 37. Gibbon has the ball. Coming out of the timeout, Gareth Stroh to throw it in. Quickly gets it to Corbin Hines. Man-to-man, Donovan Trumbull. They'll put it in Gareth Stroh's hands, guarded by Noah Keller. 1-1 if Donovan Trumbull fouls. They get it to Snell. Back to Stroh. He'll hold the ball. 1 minute to go. Zimmer calling for the pick. Gareth Stroh drives back up top. Zimmer, he will not shoot it from the top of the key. Gives it to Snell. He'll shoot a long three. Braden, it's no good. They still can't make one, but an offensive rebound. Run down to the corner by Stroh. Gareth drives the baseline. Tough nine-footer. He got it. Gareth Stroh, 8 in the quarter, 22 in the game. We're tied at 39, 40 seconds to go. Let's see if Donovan Trumbull holds for the last shot. Keller into the front court. Gibbon has fouls to give, by the way, to Turner. Turner steps through. Keller's open at the free throw line, and they get fouled. Knocking it out of his hands is Corbin Hines. His second foul, fourth team foul. I'll tell you what, that's probably a break for Gibbon because Keller at the free throw line actually had a 3-on-2. He had both Christensen and Kreidel on the block with only two defenders. Now there's 27 seconds to go. And from out here at the free throw line extended, they'll take the ball in for Donovan Trumbull to Noah Keller. Tied at 39. And then a foul called. Uh-oh! A technical foul. Are they going to call it on him? Yes, they will. Oh, my. Braden Snell thought that he had knocked the basketball away. The foul called. And again, there would have been no free throws because that's only the fifth foul. And Snell, as you will do in frustration, he had the ball and he kind of spiked it on the ground. And halfway down, he knew he was in trouble. So Noah Keller to shoot two technical free throws. 25 seconds to go. The first one is on the way and no good. And, of course, it'll be Donovan Trumbull ball after the technical free throws. If he makes it, that changes the outlook of the game here. And the second free throw, Keller up and no good. He missed them both. The technical will not hurt Gibbon. All it does is give Snell four fouls. And now a timeout for Donovan Trumbull. They'll have one remaining. 25 seconds remains in the ball game. And Gibbon is able to get away with one there. 39 all here on Classic Hits. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Your new floor will be something you've been looking forward to. It will make your home the way you've always dreamed. Don't worry about a thing. You chose B&B Carpet, the 2014 Central Plains Retailer of the Year for Mohawk Floorscapes. From the salespeople to the installers, B&B Carpet thanks you, our loyal customers, for helping us earn this award. Let us show you how we earned it. Call B&B Carpet in Donovan.
Now remember, with the technical foul on Braden Snell, he'll get the personal foul and the technical foul, so he goes from 2 to 4 individual fouls. Nobody else with more than 2. Jacob Kreidel does have 3 for Donovan Trumbull. One timeout remaining for Donovan Trumbull, so if they get in a little trouble, they can use it. Gibbon has 2 timeouts remaining. If there's a jump ball, it would go to Gibbon. It was a 9-point lead, 35-26, to start the fourth quarter. Gibbon went on a 9-0 run. It took over 5 minutes for Donovan Trumbull to even score. And we're tied at 39, 25 seconds remaining. Donovan Trumbull ball at midcourt. Gibbon will not contest the inbounds pass. And it'll be Ben Turner to throw it in, the starting five on the floor for the Cardinals. Turner, Keller, Mazur, Kreidel, and Christensen. Into Keller, quickly to Mazur. 20 seconds. 39 all. Back to Keller at midcourt, extending the 2-3 zone. 12 seconds. Keller over to Mazur. 9 seconds. Still up top. Keller, 7 seconds. Keller on the floor. Crossover dribble. Lost it off his foot. Gareth Stroh saves it. Gibbon from half court will not get it. Yeah, they will. They will get a shot away. They will get a shot away. They will get a shot away, and they want more time. As the ball was dribbled off Keller's foot, the fifth turnover of the quarter on Donovan Trumbull. And they are going to put 2.5 seconds on the clock, but Gibbon will get the ball in the backcourt if they do this correctly. Looks like maybe midcourt is where they will determine that Braden Snell was when the timeout called. Now, Braden made the shot, but it would have been well after the buzzer had there not been a timeout. So Gibbon now is going to get a chance to win the basketball game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 2.5 seconds to go. They also have a timeout remaining. Garrett Stroh, you've got to cover him. You've got to double-team Garrett Stroh and make somebody else beat you. He's got 22 of their 39 points. Braden Snell has 9 of them. So anybody else, maybe you look at Devin Stroh here. The 6'1 sophomore, he can shoot the ball. He's not afraid to take it at somebody. And again, Donovan Trumbull, a foul would put Gibbon at the line. Gibbon will inbound it at midcourt. Garrett Stroh to throw it in. Everybody else is going to be down on the baseline, it looks like. So they'll be looking for a cutter and maybe right back to Garrett. 39 all. Can Gibbon win it, or are we going to go to overtime? Off the pick, off the pick, off the pick. They get it to Zimmer. He'll shoot a three. It is no good, and we're going to overtime. We go to overtime here at Donovan Trumbull. Zach Christensen got the rebound. The players hit the floor. Some fans thought that maybe there was a foul, but even if the foul had been on the play, it would have been after the horn. So we're going to go to overtime again. They went to overtime in a holiday tournament. Let's do it again. 39 all. We'll be right back.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
All right, we go to overtime. 4 minutes. Each team picks up an extra timeout, so each team will have a little room to roam here. Donovan Trumbull and Gibbon will each have 2 timeouts remaining. And the tip here to start the overtime will be controlled by Donovan Trumbull, who just had a very rough fourth quarter. Gibbon outscored him 13-4. They missed the 2 technical free throws with 25 seconds to go and turned it over on their last possession. They turned it over 5 times, Gibbon 0 in the fourth quarter. And Donovan Trumbull, patient on the opening possession of overtime, continuing to work it around the perimeter, and they've whittled away the first 30 seconds. Both teams are now in the 1-1. Top of the key, Keller. He's got 18, and Christensen has 13 to lead the way for Donovan Trumbull. They were 0-4 from three-point land in the fourth quarter. They're 3-16 in the game. Gibbon was 0-3 in that quarter, and they are 0-11 in the game, led by Garrett Stroh with 22. Donovan Trumbull hasn't even thrown it inside the arc. Now they do. Christensen left baseline, up top Keller. Keller, a couple of dribbles to the right elbow, and they have whittled away the first minute here of overtime without even looking at the hoop. Ben Turner against the Gibbon zone to the baseline. Christensen back out top, Keller over to Mazur. Is everybody a little gun shy after that tough fourth quarter? Christensen hasn't taken that baseline jumper that he loves. He is so open down there, too. Turner. My, oh, my. 2:30 to go. Keller hasn't dribble penetrated. Mazur hasn't. They're not trying to play for the last shot and hold it for one. Mazur with a back cut, but they did not take the dangerous lob to him, so he'll come back and take the basketball. This is unbelievable. 2:15 to go here in overtime, and they've thrown it inside the arc literally one time. Up top, Mazur, over to Keller. Gibbon just packing in that 2-3 zone. They've whittled 2 minutes away here. Gibbon has yet to touch the ball in overtime. Mazur up top, Christensen finally gets out of there to take the ball to top of the key. Over to Ben Turner. He'll shoot a three. Got it! His first points of the game. They could have took that shot at any time. 42-39, Donovan Trumbull. Now it's Gibbon's turn. 1:40 to go in overtime. Garrett Stroh posting up Devin. Wanted to throw it back to Gareth, but Gareth had already made his cut and Gibbon turns it over. No turnovers in the fourth quarter, and they turn it over on the opening possession of overtime. And now we're down to 1:38 to go. Donovan Trumbull does a pretty good job of moving the ball, and Corbin Hines just reaches in, and that's an intentional foul. I mean, not going to be the shoot the free throws, but he reached in and made sure that he fouled at half court. So you would have thought Gibbon had the momentum and the mentality, and all of a sudden that's changed. So at the line shooting the free throws will be Keller, who missed both of the technicals. But as you can hear from the crowd, he hits that one for his 19th point, and now it's a two-possession game. 43-39. Second free throw, Keller, too strong. Rebound brought down by Gareth Stroh, and as he comes up the floor, he'll be tripped. And he'll go to the line to shoot a 1-1 foul on the Cardinals. Gareth Stroh, 0 of 1 at the line, 22 points, the fourth foul on Jacob Kreidel. And Stroh needs him to give Gibbon a little confidence back here with exactly 1:30 to go in overtime. The lefty up and in. Gibbon's first point of overtime. 43-40, Donovan Trumbull. Second free throw coming up. Both teams have all their starters in there. Stroh with the second free throw. On the way, no good. Zimmer had it for a moment, tipped out of his hands by Mazur. And then an intentional foul in the background as well. Gibbon has decided to put Donovan Trumbull at the line as much as they can. I do not understand that philosophy with this much time left in the game. Noah Keller with the rebound. His fourth, and Gareth Stroh just bear hugged him. So a 1-1 coming up here for Keller. He just made 1 of 2. And the first one is on the way, and no good. Maybe it'll work. Rebound Devin Stroh, but they call him for a walk. Devin says, hey, I got shoved. So Stroh got the rebound, took one extra step coming out of there with it, and Donovan Trumbull will get it back anyway. 1:25 to go. This is a crazy overtime. 43-40, Donovan Trumbull. Cardinal ball underneath their own hoop. They put Kreidel all the way out at midcourt as a safety valve, and that's where they'll go. If you're going to foul somebody, go get him. Instead, Mazur and Coach Yockey saying, don't foul him, but it was too late. Corbin Hines with his fourth. I know you want to save your timeouts for the last possession or two if you need them, but Gibbon may almost need one mentally here. Tate Mazur to the line. For the first time, it's up. It's no good. In fact, it did not even hit the rim. So Gibbon will get the basketball. Weird how things are working out. 43-40, Donovan Trumbull. 1:20 to go in overtime. Gibbon will bring the ball into the front court uncontested with Corbin Hines. And remember, they have not made a three in the entire game in 11 attempts. They get it over here to Snell. He dropped the ball, takes the dribble back out to Hines, trying to set a screen for Gareth Stroh against the man-to-man. He's got another back cut behind the backboard, steps around, and is fouled as he goes up. And that might be on Kreidel. There were two men in there. The officials are going to confer to see if it's on Christensen or Kreidel. It would be the fifth on Kreidel, and that's the call. Jacob Kreidel has fouled out of the basketball game. 2 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 block shots with 1:01 to go in overtime. And at the line will be Gareth Stroh. He just went 1 of 2. Here he'll get 2 free throws. Skylar Jenkins will come in. Again, Donovan Trumbull passed the ball for 2 minutes to start the overtime, and then Ben Turner just hit a 3. Only his first points of the game. Stroh's free throw, good. And checking in, Franny Lopez now for Gibbon. Gareth Stroh with 24 points. 43-41, Donovan Trumbull. Overtime, 1:01 to go. Stroh now trying to cut it to a 1-point game. On the way, and short again. Rebound brought down by Christensen. He'll quickly get rid of it to Mazur, And Lopez will go in and commit the foul. He's got all of them to give. But now both teams are in the double bonus. So two free throws every time there's a foul. 57 seconds remaining. Mazur just missed a free throw badly. They'll try and make up for that right here. On the way, and too strong. Lopez out. Corbin Hines back in. Again, Hines has four fouls. Snell has four fouls. And Kreidel has fouled out for Donovan Trumbull. Second free throw, Mazur. On the way, that is short. Fight for the ball. People on the ground. There are four players down, and the rebound grabbed by Zimmer. Up the floor comes Gibbon with a chance to tie. 48 seconds to go. They'll get it into the hands of Snell. Snell working on Turner, decides to drive, takes it to the hoop. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound, Jenkins. He fell to the ground. He walked. Yeah. There were so many bodies in there that Jenkins just couldn't keep his balance. And a turnover, Donovan Trumbull. Gibbon will get it back. 39 seconds to go here in overtime. Donovan Trumbull up 43-41. Corbin Hines to throw it in. Hines lobs it to Gareth Stroh. Deep right-hand corner. They double-team him. He'll come back to Hines. They'd love to get it to Gareth. He's the man again tonight. 30 seconds to go. They'll spread it out. And Gibbon is going to use a timeout. They will have one remaining. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with 29 seconds to go in overtime. Your score, Donovan Trumbull 43, Gibbon 41.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
You are listening to Lou Platt Conference Basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gibbon, Donovan, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. 29 seconds remaining in overtime. Donovan Trumbull, 43. Gibbon, 41. They went extra in the holiday tournament, and Gibbon was able to find a way in that game to win it, 61-58. It will be Gibbon basketball in the front court. Both teams are over the double bonus. A jump ball would go to Gibbon. And it'll be Gareth Stroh to throw it in from the opposite side of the benches here in the front court. Keller will guard him, and they'll throw it towards midcourt to Corbin Hines. And our clock begins. Turner on him, man-to-man defense. Corbin Hines looking for Devin Stroh on the screen to Gareth. Nearly fouled. 20 seconds to go. Gareth trying to get around the double team, takes it at Keller, pull up on a baseline, won't fall for him. Rebound brought down by Tate Mazur, and a foul with 12 seconds. Mazur down to a knee as there was some contact going for that rebound. And for Tate Mazur, he is 0 of 3 at the line, all here in overtime. So Gibbon likes the man they have at the line, but we are down to 12 seconds remaining. Gareth Stroh got a decent look. It was a contested shot from about 8 feet. First of two for the sophomore, Mazur. No good. So unless they give up an offensive rebound here, Gibbon's still going to have a chance. They do have a timeout remaining. And they haven't made a three, but if they make one now, they'll probably win the game. Mazur's free throw. No good. Rebound, Devin Stroh. Two to tie, three to win. They give it to Gareth. 8 seconds to go, and they call the timeout. I'm a little surprised because Gareth had the ball where you want him to have the ball, and he could have taken somebody off the dribble. Now if you try to get it to him, you're going to be working hard, and there's only 6 seconds remaining in the game. And again, you've got a young coaching staff over there for Gibbon, and they're learning just as well, although they learned a lot under Coach Reinertsen over the last handful of years. 6 seconds remained in overtime. We'll keep it right here on the Nebraska Land National Bank timeout. Local people, local decisions. And Donovan Trumbull, 1 of 12 from the free throw line. And by the way, 2, 4, 6, 8 of those, 1 of 8 in overtime. They're 0-4 in regulation, including missing the two technical free throws with 25 seconds to go when the game was tied. Gibbon had a chance to win it in this situation with 2.5 seconds in regulation. Here they have 6.4, but they have to score to extend the game. Gareth Stroh to throw it in from in front of his own bench. Can Gibbon do it, or will Donovan Trumbull get the win? Into Devin. Can't get it to Gareth. He'll hand it off to Hines. Right side, a three for the win. No, and Donovan Trumbull will get the rebound off the Brayden Snell miss and survive in overtime. The first 11 threes didn't go in. The 12th one did not either. And avenging a holiday tournament loss, it's back-to-back wins for the first time in 2015 for Donovan Trumbull. The Cardinals, 43. The Gibbon Buffaloes, 41. Donovan Trumbull now 5-6. Gibbon falls to 5-7. We'll be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to Donovan Trumbull. A big thank you to Athletic Director Jason LaValle and the entire crew here for their hospitality as it's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today despite going 1-8 from the free throw line in overtime. The Donovan Trumbull Cardinals are able to hold on for a 43-41 victory. They were up 9 going into the fourth quarter. Gibbon scored the first 9 points, held Donovan Trumbull to 4 points in the fourth quarter, forced the overtime. Donovan Trumbull won the tip and then passed it around for 2 minutes, and then Ben Turner took a 3, made it, and they never trailed again. They only scored 4 points, that 3 and 1 free throw from Noah Keller, and that was enough. The only points for Gibbon were a pair of free throws from Gareth Stroh, who went 2-for-4 at the line in overtime and finished with a game-high 24 points. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for Gibbon here on the New West postgame show. Just 5 players scored, and Gareth Stroh led the way with 24 points, 7 rebounds, and a block shot. Franny Lopez, 2 rebounds. Corbin Hines, 1 point, 3 rebounds. Devin Stroh, 4 points. He had a game-high 12 rebounds. Brayden Snell, who's 3 in overtime, came up just short, 8 points, 2 rebounds, and Brian Zimmer, 4 points and 4 rebounds. 10 rebounds in the first half. Looks like a total of 16 in the second half, 4 in overtime. Free throw shooting, 1-2 in the first half, 4-7 in the second half, 2-4 in overtime. 3-point shooting for Gibbon, 0-5 in the first half, 0-6 in the second half, 0-1 in overtime. Turnovers, 3 in the first half, 2 in the second half, 2 in overtime. Gibbon had 21 points at halftime, 18 in the second half, and they were held to 2 in the overtime. The finish with 41 points, 30 rebounds, 7-13 at the free throw line, 0-12 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 7 turnovers. Gibbon will drop their second in a row this week, fall to 5-7. return home for games next Thursday and Friday against Amherst and Centura. We'll be back to take a look at the final numbers for Donovan Trumbull, coaches' interviews, and more right after this on the New West postgame show.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to the New West postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final stats of the basketball game for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. As we said throughout the game, it was Keller and Christensen that did a majority of the damage. Ben Turner, maybe he had the most damage. He hit the three in overtime. That was the only field goal in overtime. It was his only points. He had three rebounds and a block. Noah Keller, 19 points, four rebounds. Tristan Stevens hit a three-point bucket. He had one rebound. Tate Mazur, 3 points on a three-point bucket, five rebounds. Jacob Kreidel before fouling out, 2 points, seven rebounds to lead the team, two block shots. Skylar Jenkins, 5 rebounds, and Zach Christensen, 13 points, 4 rebounds, and a block shot. I had Donovan Trumbull for 15 rebounds in the first half. They had a total of 10 in the second half and 4 in overtime. Free throw shooting for Donovan Trumbull, 0 of 2 in the first half, 0 of 2 in the second half, and 1 of 8 in overtime. Three-point shooting, 2 of 7 in the first half, 1 of 9 in the second half, 1 of 1 in overtime. Turnovers, 4 in the first half, 6 in the second half, 1 in overtime. The Cardinals had 24 points at halftime and had a 3-point lead, 15 points in the second half, and they score 4 points in overtime to finish with 43 points, 29 rebounds. They were just 1 out of 12 at the free throw line. 4 of 17 from three-point land. They had a total of 4 block shots in the basketball game and 11 turnovers tonight for Donovan Trumbull. But it's good enough for their second straight win and to avenge an earlier season loss to Gibbon, 43-41 in overtime. Donovan Trumbull now has a tough slate here. They will host Adams Central tomorrow night, and then they're on the road for the rest of the season, including next week at Kearney Catholic on Tuesday. Well, Gibbon comes out on the short end tonight, and Coach Yockey joins us here. Coach, wow. Let me turn the right microphone up. Sorry, buddy. That's hazing, rookie hazing right there.
Is.
The two games that you guys have played obviously go longer than they're supposed to, and you split them, and the ball just didn't go in as much tonight as it did the first time.
Well, Donovan, they did a good job of bottling up Braden and Gareth tonight. You know, they didn't get a lot of open looks, and you know, that's a really good team over there. They're a nightmare to prepare for, and, you know, that's a good team. It's just a solid Lou Platte conference game.
What happened, because both of you guys played zone most of the game, they actually switched man very, very late. How did that change what you guys were doing?
It confused us quite a bit. You know, it was kind of hard to call a play when, you know, they were running zone, and then the next possession they'd run man, so you'd almost have to kind of stall in a sense just to know what they were running. They definitely kept us on our heels, but, you know, we didn't shoot very well in the third quarter. That definitely contributed to it, you know. I'm proud, though, we got a good look at the end of the game. It just didn't fall for us, but tournament basketball's right around the corner, and, you know, that game's going to be very valuable for us.
I want to go big picture here in a minute with you, but Gareth has had a great season to this point. He gets 24 points, 7 rebounds for you tonight. I want to ask you about what you guys are learning in your first year as the head coach, because there were zero expectations for Gibbon boys, and you guys have stood up to the challenge really well so far. This is the first chance I've had a chance to see you play. You haven't had a bunch of these situations, so what's it like over there when you're co-coaching and you're trying to come up with a play?
You know, at times it's difficult, but Jackson and I work really well together. You know, he had the perfect play drawn up for the end of the game there. But, you know, when we got the job early in the year, I got numerous questions if the cupboard was dry. And I know outsiders thought that, but Jackson and I never thought that. We knew we had a solid bunch of guys coming back, and, you know, they're good basketball players. We just, right now, we got to find how to gel together.
Three-pointers just wouldn't go down for you tonight. Those are the two plays you drew up at the end. Gareth had a couple of looks, but in overtime, you make that nice run in the fourth quarter. You tie the ball game. You got to be extremely proud there. But then, and we'll talk with Coach Hartman about it, they win the tip in overtime, and they pass it around for 2 minutes, and they don't really do anything. And then Ben Turner just decides to shoot a three. It's not right on the line. He's about 22 feet out. It's his only bucket of the ball game, and you're playing catch-up the rest of the way. It's just very unusual the way that played out.
Yeah, they did a good job of stalling, you know, for about two and a half minutes, was it, I think. But, you know, we never really panicked on the sideline. We knew if we could just get one stop, you know, we'd have a pretty good shot to get a bucket. But, you know, credit to Ben because he had a big shot there.
And now you get to go back home, back-to-back games next week with Amherst and Centura. Obviously, that's going to be big because then you got to go to Kearney Catholic and Wood River, Fillmore Central, a long road trip before conference. So kind of a last gasp at home next week.
Yeah, it's getting into the meat of the schedule. And, you know, Amherst got a solid, solid team this year. They're going to be tough to prepare for. And then Centura, you know, they're going to be tough too. I know their record isn't the best, but that's a tough team, and they're capable of playing some really good basketball.
Well, Coach Steve Yockey, you definitely have learned some coach speak, my friend, because everybody you play on your schedule is tough in the first year. I expect that they will be, but we will see you again soon, and entertaining game tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Steve Yockey will switch the headsets over here and give them to Coach Steve Hartman. They come out on the victorious end tonight, 43-41 in overtime. We've run down all the final stats, and there was a lot of time tonight, Coach, where the ball wasn't going in the hole, but Ben Turner's shot did go in the hole.
Yes, it did, and we just keep what Ben's really been a very good shooter throughout his career, and he had some really good looks early in the game. The ball just would not go in, and they did a nice job. Those two young guys are doing a wonderful job with that team that they have right now, and they played really – I mean, they took away our penetration. They took our big guys out of it. One advantage I thought we had was we were a little bigger and stronger inside with our two bigs, and they took that away. They packed that zone and made us shoot it, and we tried to take Noah's penetration away. You know, he got in there a few times, but they just did a nice job defensively of taking some things away.
Well, let me ask you about that because from my eye, it didn't appear that they did a whole lot different with that zone. And Zach got 8 in the first quarter, and he was finding – there's spots in the zone that you can find, and he found about that 8 to 10 footer on the left baseline. Did they do something different, or did
no,
they just
Zach,
not get it to him?
Zach probably – we didn't get it to him as much. I think they shaded a little bit. The forward tried to get in that passing lane a little, and we've harped and harped on being sure with the ball. And we cut our turnovers down. We still had some unfortunate, you know, timely ones. But, and Zach got, you know, he got a little tired, I think. But he's stepped up tonight and played well. And now we needed that out of him.
Fourth quarter was a near disaster. And you come out and win this basketball game. Usually when the momentum's gone that late, it's gone.
Yeah.
What was the message there in overtime, and was that intentional to use that much clock?
No, it was not. But I knew we had to stay patient at that point.
Well, they did that.
And we went into a little, you know, we were in our basic zone offense, and it didn't look like we were going to get anything out of that. So we went to a little bit different look with our dribble drive and with a little four out, one in action. And Benny then, we had a little dribble, you know, we had a handoff, and Benny ended up with a shot that he, you know, had a inside-out pass. You know, all the other passes had been around the perimeter, and we were able to make an inside-out pass on that possession. Didn't seem like much, but it was inside-out because we had drove the elbow over there and kicked out to him. It's a much easier shot on that than it, especially if you haven't been making any, than that ball coming from the point.
They did seem timid after just a rough fourth quarter, but they get the key shot. And I want to take you to Noah Keller because it's the second time I saw you. And although Ravenna was a different animal last week, Noah got some early foul trouble and was never really a part of the basketball game. And he started slow tonight. And then it just seemed like, because we talked about your scoring deficiency so far there, when he decided it was time to turn it on, he turned it on. Well, was there something that flipped the switch?
No, we've moved him to the point. I mean, since the Ravenna game, we've made a little switch and moved Tate Mazur to the wing. Tate's has been a pretty good perimeter shooter for us, and he struggled a little tonight. He hit one early, and he struggled from the perimeter late, but he got banged up. You know, he played awful hard and got hurt early, and so, but he hung in there. But Noah is really good with the dribble penetration. We just have to get, you know, pick the right time to do it so we don't try and bang our head into a concrete wall, which he's a tough kid, and sometimes he goes in there, but he was pretty good tonight. I thought he kicked it out a couple times to Zach, actually, in the second half. Zach got one of his baskets on that, and Noah was able to finish around the rim.
I know it's got to be frustrating when there are fundamental things that you want to be better at. Obviously, you're shooting 54% from the line for the year.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard anybody go 1 of 8 in overtime and win a ball game. You guys did it tonight. You're 1 of 12 overall. You play a lot of low-scoring, close games. How big a concern, and what do you how do you attack that? Because that's all you can do is shoot free throws.
I don't know. I've been doing this 35 years, and I've done the same things and had teams shoot 70 and teams shoot 50. I know one thing. You can't stand there and hope you're going to make it. I mean, you've got to stroke the ball, and these guys have all been – we've shot plenty in the past, and we're doing a little bit different. We've tweaked it. To get more reps and to put a little something on each rep. But, you know, late in the ball game, part of that could be fatigue. The big thing about Tate, Tate missed 4 in a row, but Tate got 2 huge rebounds after both times. He missed 2, you know, he got rebounds, which he went ahead and made that play, because if he doesn't make that play, they get a basket maybe. So he made the next play, even though he didn't make the free throws. And Noah was 7 for 9 the other night. Tonight he missed it. You know, we sent him up there on the technical, and he missed it too. It probably got in his head a little bit.
Well, again, we haven't really talked a lot about overall how good the defense was. Some people just say, well, you can't make any shots, but there weren't a ton of shots taken tonight. And the defense was good. And now, I'll talk to your athletic director, but unless you find your way into a host of a play-in game in a conference tournament, tomorrow's the home finale.
Yes.
Adams Central comes in, and there's a month left of the season.
Yeah, I know. We were aware that was probably going to happen. I mean, that it was going to happen, and just couldn't get anything done last spring with the schedule. We added some games in there. I wanted to get Central Catholic on the schedule, and we made some moves, and that's what happened. Smart move by me. We got beat by 30 last week, but we got the best of them a couple times, and it's been it's good for us to play them. I thought, even though we got by 30, we turned around our effort and attitude during that game and are playing much harder. And I thought we played hard tonight. We didn't execute all the time, but we played hard.
Well, next season you'll get to be at home for the last month of the season. That's the silver lining.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're going to give some up next season. We could have given some up last year, but with that group we had, we thought we better take every home game we could, and the wild card points hanging there. It was a good move too.
Well, Coach, a couple of wins here in a row. I know it's going to be a tough one tomorrow, but we'll let you get home and get prepared for it.
Yeah, we're excited about it. Just, you know, one more challenge, and we come out and play. We're going to keep the game plan pretty simple, and we know they're going to try and speed us up. You know, playing Class B at a Class B level, most of the time the game is just faster, and so we have to prepare for that. Now, if we can survive the early part of the ball game and just hang around, you know, that's our goal, and see what happens.
Steve, best of luck. We'll see
you
soon,
bud.
Steve Hartman, head coach here of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. They survive in overtime tonight, 43-41. The girls also a winner for the Cardinals tonight, 54-32. Let's take a look at some other scores before we wrap things up tonight here on the New West postgame show. From what we had in girls action tonight, here are some of the winners. It was Amherst over Pleasanton, 36-30. Alma beat Hitchcock County. Arapahoe over Elwood. Arcadia Loop City beat Wood River, 55-42. It was Beatrice over Holdridge, 57-51. Bertrand, no problem with Southwest. Blue Hill over Red Cloud. Central City, after being upset earlier this week, beat Aurora 46-40. Centura over Broken Bows Girls, 57-37. Chase County over Gothenburg. Deschler beat McCool Junction. Central Catholic girls get by Aquinas tonight, 55-52. Hastings take care of McCook, 56-22. Kennesaw over Lawrence Nelson, 42-36. The Northwest girls got by Adams Central, 38-33. St. Pat's over Overton. That's North Platte St. Pat's over Overton, 55-26. Ord beat St. Paul, 46-33. D2 top-ranked Giltner upset tonight by Osceola, 40-37. Ravenna took care of Shelton. Silver Lake over Harvard, 58-48. Southern Valley beat Franklin. Sutton, no problem with Thayer Central. And Wilcox Hildreth girls were a winner tonight over Loomis. A handful of boys' scores have come across the wire on this Friday night. Amherst pulls away early, takes care of Pleasanton, 72-43. Beatrice drubs Holdridge, 61-22. Blue Hill got by Red Cloud, 44-36. The Elwood boys beat Arapahoe, 51-36. Hastings over McCook, 67-45. Kearney blitzed Omaha Bryan, 80-51 in the boys' game tonight. Ravenna over Shelton, 75-40. Southern Valley took care of Franklin. Sutton over Thayer Central, and Wilcox Hildreth beat Loomis, 60-34. Tomorrow afternoon, 2:30 girls, 4:15 boys. Kearney Catholic at Hastings St. Cecilia, right here on Classic Hits, while Kearney High will be at Grand Island, 5:15 and 7 o'clock on ESPN 1460 and 1550. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Dudas saying thanks for joining us for tonight's high school basketball. Again, in the girls, 54-32, Donovan Trumbull over Gibbon. And in the boys' game, in overtime, Donovan Trumbull 43, Gibbon 41. This is Doug Dudas saying good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are